I'd like to reconvene the meeting, the March 24th meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. The lunch break is over. We're on to agenda item number 10. Just breezing through this. Virginia Electric and Power Company.
Good afternoon, Commissioner, members of the Commission. I am going to go through this rather quickly. This is basically a consent agenda item anyway. There are no objections. There are no agency concerns or objections. VIMS has weighed in that they're in support of the project with minimal impacts. The only issue is that there is no one from Virginia Electric and Power here this afternoon. They did send us an email last night saying that they were unable to have a representative here for the meeting, but they agree. They agree with the evaluation and the condition. We'll get started. Virginia Electric and Power Company is requesting authorization to install a submarine export cable under state-owned submerged bottomlands within the Atlantic Ocean from the Camp Pendleton shoreline in Virginia Beach to the 3-nautical-mile boundary. The export cable will transmit electrical power from 2 wind turbine generators to be constructed in federal waters approximately 24 nautical miles offshore to support the Virginia Offshore Wind Technology Advancement Project, also known as the VALTAP project. A couple of quick slides. This is a vicinity map of the area of Virginia Beach. Rudy Inlet is right here to the north. This is Lake Christine. This darker area is about or approximately the boundaries of Camp Pendleton. An aerial showing where the project will begin. This is Rifle Range Road within Camp Pendleton, and the installation will begin behind the beach in the dunes. It will be directionally drilled out into the ocean, under the ocean. This is the survey corridor within which the export line will be installed, and again, the export line is the only portion of this project that's in the jurisdiction of the Commission under the submerged bottomlands of the Atlantic. Like I said, no public concerns or comments. There were no agency concerns raised for our jurisdictional impacts. The Corps has already issued their individual permit. The city determined there was no city permit necessary. And like I said, VIMS mentioned that the installation of the export cable will likely only have temporary and minimal impacts. This is it's kind of a complicated drawing. It doesn't show up so well, but this is a combination of a plan view at the top with a cross-sectional drawing mirroring that. On the bottom, this is the upland behind the parking lot in Camp Pendleton, and it shows that the line will be directionally drilled down, then pop back up approximately 3,000 feet offshore, punched out and then connected and jet plowed for the remainder of the 3 nautical miles out to the limit, the territorial sea limit. This is a cross-section of that export cable that also has an internal fiber optic line. And this is just one of the overall drawings. Again, our jurisdiction is barely right here, but this overall shows the proposed route of the export cable and ancillary line connecting to the 2 test turbines, approximately 27 miles off. Ultimately, staff's recommending approval with a royalty of $54,684 for the crossing of 18,228 feet of state-owned submerged bottomlands at a rate of $3 per linear foot. In the future, there's one special condition that we've discussed at length with the applicant and with VIMS. After the installation of the export cable, if the permittee feels that further protective structures are necessary to protect that cable, such as rock or concrete mattresses, that they would submit that detailed request to us with the actual details of elevations and quantities of material for our consideration. And we'd review that along with VIMS, and if we found that acceptable, we'd incorporate that as an administrative modification. That's it.
Great. I'll note that an hour and a half ago, the governor sent out a press release that announced that Dominion did win this project award here by the federal government here for these test turbines, and sent out a press release. So any questions of Mr. Worrell from the commission? Mr. Vidar.
Has there been any consideration given that if this project is not efficient or doesn't work, that there be any bond posted to tear that line out of the ocean?
We didn't discuss any bonding, but we did discuss a situation that if at the end of their test, if it needed to be removed, they went over a series of steps where they either cut it or cap it or remove it. And that's part of their overall plan.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to be heard on this matter, either in favor or against it? Seeing none, public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission.
Motion to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Second by Mr. Sessions. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Rowe.